It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God. Please that you would follow along with me. Take a few minutes today to just sit down and enjoy the study of the Word. We're in John chapter 6. We're going to be reading from verse 15 through verse 24. John chapter 6, verse 15 through 24. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to share with you, if you'd like to write to us, the address would be the same, Parkview Bible Church. Street address is 18th and Church Street. The box number, if you would please, add a box number to it. That would be 43. The zip code is 62341 here in Hamilton. So please, that if you would like to let us know that you enjoy the program, that you've been saved, whatever, please that you would let us know. It's a great opportunity to proclaim the Word and have you visit along with us as we study the Word of God. Now, if you've had a moment to look up your Bible, open it up and study with us now. John chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again unto a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. And the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save the one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Father, I ask you that you would show us your way and will and strengthen us today as we study your word and give us great wisdom and leadership. And I thank you for your strength, and I thank you for this opportunity that we have to visit and fellowship with the word, with your word, Lord, and in sharing it, bringing people to Jesus and helping them then to grow closer and closer to you. Now please that you would guide and lead us today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have enjoyed looking at these verses of Scripture, and we have looked at the Scripture verses here in John. And as looking through those, we find, again, verse 17, and when they now come, verse 16, his disciples went down to the sea, they entered into a ship, and went over the sea unto Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus was not come with them. The sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh into the ship, and they were afraid. Now we're going to stop there, and we're going to go over to the other gospel, which we talked about in the past, and that is back in Matthew chapter 14. If you'll look back to Matthew chapter 14, we have the exact same story, only recorded by Matthew instead of by John. And we're going to look at it because he adds something that John didn't. Now, that doesn't mean that John has forgotten something or that Matthew added something that wasn't correct. It was just something that he noticed and chose to pin by the leadership of the Holy Spirit that John did not have that leadership to do or to show. And so now follow me here in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Now remember where we're at. And again, you know I use at least two Bibles when I'm studying, and I do the same thing when I'm teaching. And so now we have John telling us in chapter 6, verse 19, so when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. Back in Matthew chapter 14, we were in verse 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out of fear. And so again, it's the very same incident, the same that's taken, same thing that's taken place. We just have two different people looking at it, and then by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, they have recorded it. Now, we have the fear. They were troubled, one would say, in Matthew, and they said, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. And in John 6:19, it says they were afraid. And so we've had the very same thing there. And then we know in verse 27, Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." If we'll look now to John chapter 6, verse 20, "But he said to them, It is I, be not afraid." See, the same, some of it's just word for word, others it's just a little bit different. And so the 20th verse of chapter 6 of John and verse 27 of chapter 14 of Matthew is just almost the exact same words. Now here's where we change just a little bit, and this is what I wanted you to see, and I'm sure that you're familiar with what I'm going to read to you now, and that's Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, the next verse. "Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And we have no record of that in John, because they say in John, "Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they were going." And so John doesn't mention this, but I think it's worth taking a few minutes to mention and to see, because it's such an important step and walk that Peter is making here. "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Again, Matthew 14, 27. 28, Peter spoke, and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Now, it's too bad that he didn't recognize the Lord Jesus immediately. In Matthew here, it says they were troubled. They thought it was just a spirit. They didn't think it was actually the Lord Jesus himself. But Peter said, if it be thou. And so instead of saying, "Lord, it is you, can I come to you? I want to come to you." Instead of that, why, he questioned it. He said, if it be thou. Well, the answer to the Lord Jesus, Jesus didn't at this time rebuke or question Peter at all. All he did at this time was he said to him, "Come." Again, John doesn't record this, but Matthew does. And so I hope that you have turned to Matthew chapter 14, because in verse 29, "And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Oh, isn't that, you talk about a step of faith. Is that what you would call that? Isn't that something? That Peter would do that, that Peter would take that, that he was so secure and so solid in the Lord Jesus, that he thought he could step out on that water and walk right to the Lord Jesus. What kind of condition is the sea in? "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was mighty," was just buffeting the boat back and forth. And yet, when they saw Jesus, Peter wanted to step out of that boat and walk over to him. First question we have is, Peter didn't say, "Lord, I know you, I recognize you." Instead of that, he says, "If it be thou, bid me come." The Lord Jesus did. Jesus did. Jesus spoke to him, and he stepped out. Peter walked on the water. Tremendous. Isn't that something? What the Lord will help us with and the strength that He'll give us. Peter called. Jesus says, come. Peter went. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Where was Peter's eyes? When Peter called upon the name of the Lord, where was his eyes? His eyes was right on the Lord Jesus. Jesus walked through the storm. Every time that we're in a storm, don't ever wonder or ever question that Jesus is not there. He's always there. He's always there. In the middle of this storm, it tells us in John how far they had rowed, and when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, that's when they saw Jesus walking. It was a great wind, terrible storm. It rode, kind of sounds like Jonah, doesn't it? Sounds like the mariners when they were in the middle of the storm with Jonah up on the ship and in the ship. And we know where Jonah was at that time. He was asleep. Well, Peter wasn't asleep. He looked out. He saw Jesus. If it be thou... If it be thou, bid me come and unto thee on the water. And Jesus says, all right. What for? But come on. Peter wanted to be with Jesus, didn't he? Was it because he wanted to walk on the water? Did he want to prove to everybody else that he could do it? I don't think so. I think he saw Jesus. And it was a test. He said, if it be thou the Lord, asked me to come, and he did. Bid me come unto thee. Jesus just called him to come. He was right there in the middle of the storm. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 29, and back in Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. Have you ever had that sinking feeling? You hear people say that. I bet you Peter did. I bet he had that sinking feeling. When did he get that sinking feeling? Did he get it when he took his eyes off of Jesus? Was he watching Jesus so carefully? And all of a sudden, here come this big wave off to the side. And he could probably hear the roar as it come. And he looked. And what happened when he looked at the wave? He began to sink. Now that's telling us something very clearly. And that's the reason I didn't want to go on in John without stopping back in Matthew and taking a look at this. Because we have the same people that were saved from the storm and delivered to the shore where they were going with great care and great love with the Lord Jesus. So the result was the same. The end result was the same. But right here in the middle, we have a situation that's always worthy. Anytime it's in the Word of God, it's worthy to spend some time with and to take a look at. And we have a man, for whatever reason, wanted to stand beside Jesus, wanted to come to him. There's nothing wrong with a goal like that. Many of us have the same desire to walk with Jesus. And we put our eyes on him, and we begin that walk, and it's a wonderful walk, and we're growing and enjoying and loving the joy that's in our heart because we have come by faith to Jesus. We've been saved. We've trusted into the cross of Calvary, and we have become a child of God, and we've been born again. It's just wonderful. and we've set our eyes upon Jesus to walk. And maybe we've taken that step of faith. We've walked out into that water. And here comes the storm. Here comes the wind. Here comes that mighty wave. Instead of us looking unto Jesus, knowing that He controls that storm, He can speak and it would instantly be still. Instead of that, He wanted to see what Peter would do when the storm come upon him. He called on him once, "If thou be, let me come." The invitation was there. Come. Peter jumped out. Some people call perpetuous Peter. Sometimes Peter didn't think. You know, we've talked about sometimes people today think too much. They need to walk by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. And he jumped right out. And if he'd continued with his eyes and his heart on Jesus, he'd walked right over to him. No matter what that wave would have tried to do to him. You see, Jesus keeps us. But about the time that that wave got close enough to him and the noise and the sound, I'm sure, was fierce, he began to look. And when he saw the wind, when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Now, we have several examples here, and one of them is so clear as well, that not only to put our eyes upon the Lord Jesus and knowing that Jesus is always there for us no matter what the storm of life has brought us, no matter what we're going through, but as well, whenever we recognize that we're going down, and few people today, so few get to this place, that they recognize that they're drowning. They're drowning in their sin. And they need Jesus. Now, as the scripture verses will continue, as we get back to John here just a little bit, it tells us very clear that the Lord, that the Father draws us. And He brings us to where we can see Jesus. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary that we may live. But we must come to Him by faith. But when we come to Him by faith, we need to come for a reason. And that reason and the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon our heart and upon our life is to show us how wicked and the condition of our heart. And we need a Savior. And if we don't trust in Jesus, we're going to drown. We're going to die in our trespasses and sin. Peter didn't try to get back to the boat. Peter, when he started to drown, he started to sink down into that water. No longer did he look to the wave. He didn't look back to the boat. He looked right at Jesus, and he called upon Him. That's what you need to do, my friend. You need to come to Jesus today, and you need to recognize your condition, and you need to ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Do you recognize that you're sinking? It's just like quicksand, and you're going to die. Has the storm of life brought you to the place, and you've heard the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is calling you to come to Jesus? Because we'll find here a joyful answer. When the wind was boisterous and he was afraid, this was Peter, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." Now, Jesus at this time didn't start to give him instruction on what he did right and what he did wrong. And that's something we can be so thankful concerning the relationship that Jesus has with us, those that have come by faith to Jesus, and that can be you too today. And that is that he doesn't say, no, you're a poor, rotten sinner, and I'm not going to save you. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that I'll save you, but I'm going to let you drown a little bit further down. You're going to go a little bit closer to where you really think you're going to die, and then is when I'll save you because you're a wicked sinner. Instead of that, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. That's what Matthew chapter 14, verse 31 says. Immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. That's exactly how we're saved. That's exactly what faith means. When we're drowning, don't look back to the ship. Don't look at that wave and say, oh, please, have mercy on me, that the storm would be stilled. None of that was in the mind and in the heart of Peter. The call that Peter made and brought forth was, Lord, save me. That's words that needs to come from your mouth. Come from your heart. There was no one else, and there is never anyone else. There is nothing else. There's no church membership and all the different things that people have added today. It's Jesus and Jesus alone that saves you. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And he will save you the exact same way today. It's too bad Peter didn't keep his eyes on the Lord Jesus. It's too bad he took him away. But I'm thankful that he did. Because by him taking his eyes away and looking to the wind and to the storm, I've learned that as a believer in Jesus Christ, when I do take my eyes away from Jesus and begin to sink, all I need to do is call upon him and he lifts me up. And to a lost person, if you're lost and do not know the Lord Jesus, if you've never recognized that you must come to the Lord Jesus, it's also a very beautiful picture of one that needs to be saved because you're sinking and you're going to drown in your sin. But all you have to do is call upon him, and he will catch you up. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. After he brought Peter back into the ship, then he had a little discussion with him. You see, he didn't instruct him first. He talked to him afterwards. And that's the way Jesus will do. He will save us first. He will bring us back first. And then he'll have a little bit of instruction for us. O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? Was the question. That was the question. The trust we have is our strength. The trust we have in Jesus is our strength. The doubt, that's our weakness. When we doubt Jesus, we question Jesus, that's when we're going to fall. It looked like he had great faith, didn't it, when we first read through this beautiful little picture here about Peter stepping out and calling upon the Lord. Oh, even though he just said, if, that's not a big deal. He didn't make a big deal of it. It was just, if it be you, Lord, please, can I come? And he said, yes, you can come. And he stepped down that water, and I bet everybody else in that ship looked at him, and they thought one or two things. Either look at the faith of Peter, and he's walking on the water. Or look at Peter, he's done it again. That Peter is crazy. What does he think he's going to do? Peter wanted to go to Jesus. Again, there's nothing we can fault him for that. We can't question that. But then just as soon as that old wind came up, the one that appeared to have great faith all of a sudden seemed to have little faith. Because when he looked away from Jesus, he began to slip and began to fall. Now, to a believer, we don't lose our salvation. Once you're saved, you're always saved. The Word of God is very, very solid with that, very clear with that. But we do turn away from Him, and we do need to return to Him. And He will save us again, bring us back. And again, not for salvation, but back for fellowship. And He'll have a little discussion with us. O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? Why'd you question me, Peter? Why didn't you come right on over? Because the storm was getting a little too fierce. The wave was just a little too big. How many times as a believer do we walk away from Jesus because the storms in this life get a little too big for us, a little too rough? We followed Jesus very clearly for a while, but then all of a sudden we decided maybe it's time not to, but we really don't make that decision. We just kind of take our eyes away from Him. That's what's so sad. I think if we would verbally make a decision that today, Jesus, I'm not going to follow You, that it would wake us up and we would realize how wrong that is and we would turn back to Him immediately. But instead of that, the old devil brings the fierceness of the storm and we begin to look at that and we take our eyes away from Jesus. And upon doing that, then we begin to slip. But He is always there in the midst of the storm to pick us back up and to grow stronger and stronger each day. It's one of the ways we're tested to see as the storm comes, do we stay with Jesus or do we slip away? Please, that you come to the Lord Jesus, you look to Him today. If you're not saved at all, you've never come by faith to Jesus, you too can call on Him. And He, when you ask if you can come, He will say, come. And He will pick you up immediately. So please confess your sin today and come to the Lord Jesus and walk after Him. It's so wonderful to look unto the Word of God and enjoy this precious time as we looked at that sweet story of Peter. And as we finished it out now in Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, we will return now to John chapter 6, verse 21. Then they willingly received Him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at land, whither they went. And that's exactly what happened the day that Peter walked on the water. Jesus didn't leave with them from one side, one shore, but He met them out during the storm. He was there to help, there to lift them up, there to pick them up. That's the Jesus I know, because I know Him as my personal Savior. Do you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior? Have you come by faith to Him? Have you trusted in Him today? Or are you continuing to just row yourself around in this ship as the sea buffets it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Any minute the ship's going to crash to pieces and you're going to drown and you're going to spend eternity in hell. Will you come to Jesus today? Will you call upon Him as your Savior that you may walk and enjoy that each day and have those exciting steps of faith as Peter did as he stepped right out there? Oh, yes, he started to sink. But then as soon as he called upon the name of the Lord, what happened? Save me, Lord, and He picked him up. Oh, it's wonderful to walk with Jesus. It's wonderful to be a Christian. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?